Next individual, please, Carla.
Item 887, request of Cicely Johns to address council regarding danger of scooters on city sidewalks.
Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I just want to speak about the dangers of e-scooter riders on the sidewalks. I moved to Portland 7 years ago. I love it here. I moved here because I saw I could walk everywhere, and I feel very safe in my neighborhood in the Pearl. But this all changed on June 11th. I was walking home from the grocery store carrying groceries. A e-scooter rider came around a corner on the sidewalk. He knocked me to the ground. He stopped for 1 minute and kind of said, "Oh, I don't see what the problem is," and he went on. Three good Samaritans stopped, got me up off the sidewalk, got my groceries up. I was in such a daze, I almost walked into the street, and luckily one of the ladies stopped me. Anyway, I'm here to ask for effective enforcement of what I understand to be the rule that e-scooter riders are not to be riding on the sidewalks. I'm pleading with you. I almost was hit this morning when I was out walking my dog. So that's what I have to say.
And since you're here, I'd like to ask the commissioner in charge of the Portland Bureau of Transportation. I live and work downtown. And I have lots of interactions with people, particularly out-of-towners who rent the scooters. And I've had many conversations with people about, please stay off the sidewalks, please wear a helmet, it's the law, and we care deeply about your safety. I will tell you that the reaction I get is mixed and often is not particularly constructive. But my goal is not to lecture or to be a scold with people. My goal is to make it clear to people that we have a law, that scooters have to be on the road, that you have to have a helmet for safety reasons. Does the commissioner in charge have some advice for how we can expand and improve communication with people using them so that people understand that it's not okay to be on sidewalks and to operate them without? And I can say it's not just a Portland thing. I was in Los Angeles. And there are people on the sidewalks all over the place. And so it is a challenge, but it's also part of our burden to educate people about what our law is. And does the commissioner have any advice for us?
Advice for you and how to...
Are we doing some targeted enforcement?
Yeah,
just to let people know what the law is?
First of all, thank you for coming today, and I'm very sorry that happened to you. I have also had multiple near misses with people riding scooters on sidewalks, and I take every opportunity I have to educate them on the laws. With this second pilot, we took them off the streets, brought them back. We had increased requirements for rider education, increased penalties for violating our rules, and increased enforcement. So we are seeing these incidents go down, but that's no consolation to someone who has been harmed.
But I don't see any evidence that the practice has changed. And when I see an e-scooter rider, I don't anymore say you should not be on the sidewalk. I just say, please, please, I beg you, do not ride your scooter on the sidewalk.
Right. And so we will continue with that. Those enforcement efforts, we may need signage, we may need to increase penalties. This is a second pilot, so if we're not satisfied with compliance and enforcement, then there's a chance that we won't have e-scooters.
Well, I've talked to the police. They told me that they have no authority to enforce the rules
of
e-scooters.
That's not true.
No,
that's
not true.
And hopefully you got a badge number or a name, because that is just absolutely not true. The police are to enforce the law. If they told, I don't doubt your veracity, but if somebody told you that, they're speaking out of turn. They're not telling you the truth.
but thank you for
clearly we have some work to do.
Yeah, clearly we have some additional work to do to make sure that if we adopt that technology, that it is safe for people who are using it and those who encounter it. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Hardesty.
I want to thank you as well, and I'm glad you're not more seriously injured.
I had a huge bump on my head that lasted for about a week.
I'm very sorry to hear that, and I want to empathize. My concern with the e-scooter program, we have this balancing act. On one hand, it is a great form of transportation. On the other hand, people just seem either, well, no, I'll just say it, they seem unwilling to follow the rules, even though we've clearly stated the rules, even though the e-scooter companies have clearly stated the rules, even though the rules are actually on the e-scooters. People still seem insistent on riding on the sidewalk, going in the wrong direction, and riding without a helmet. And as Commissioner Udaly said, as the Transportation Commissioner, if we cannot address these issues, then the e-scooters are not going to be allowed to operate in this community.
Well,
there is a responsibility that comes with the right to be able to use these new tools in our community. And if people cannot abide by the basic rules of safety,
right,
and frankly, human decency, then right, it ultimately isn't going to be worth it for us to continue this exercise. And other cities have made that decision.
I appreciate what you're saying, Mayor. However, I'm not sure that these e-scooter riders understand the rules or read the agreement that they sign.
Well, we've done polling about the understanding of the rules, and they absolutely do. This is a decision people are making to break the rules. And frankly, we see people breaking the rules behind the wheels of their car, on bicycles, as pedestrians. Traffic laws exist for a reason. People are flagrantly violating them in all forms or modes of transportation. And I hate to think that grown adults need people following them around, telling them what to do, and enforcing common sense rules. But clearly we do. We have people dying, an average of something like one person dying on our streets every week in traffic collisions. So thank you.
Thank you for coming, ma'am.
Thank you,
sorry
Mrs.
for your
Jones.
Experience.
Thank you for
appreciate
your time.
Appreciate your being here. Thank you very much. Next